Happy Halloween. Wear a mask, by the way. I'm Johnny Mack. I am your host. Got some late night jokes for you. Seth Meyers said, just a few days until election day, and whatever happens, it'll be nice when my email inbox doesn't look like I just broke up with it. James Corden said, few days left or 719 more Trump rallies. Jimmy Kimmel said, I feel like I'm waiting for the results of a biopsy right now. That's the mood I'm in. Fallon said, I can't believe it's that soon. I mean, it feels like the last 4 years have just really flown by. Seriously, every morning since 2016, Democrats have been carving the days into the walls like they're doing time at Rikers Island. Some leftover jokes about Mike Pence's test for coronavirus. Jimmy Fallon said, that's right. The coronavirus is spreading through the coronavirus task force. But don't worry. The White House is now forming a task force to figure out what went wrong with the task force. That's pretty funny. Fallon, seriously, it doesn't instill a lot of confidence that the head of the coronavirus task force office got the coronavirus. It's like if the Avengers got mugged. Kimmel, as far as we know, the virus cannot be transmitted between humans and poodles, so he should be okay. Fallon, yeah, the only place the coronavirus is rounding the corner is in the halls of the White House. Fallon, meanwhile, when Pence saw he was trending online, he was like, oh no, do I have another fly on my head? Fallon, that's right. Pence will continue to campaign because not even COVID can stop people from seeing the electricity and raw sexual magnetism that is Mike Pence in person. Corden, we wish them all a speedy recovery. Of course we do, both from the virus and from thinking it was ever a good idea to work for Mike Pence. Corden, despite all this, Pence himself has still not tested positive because even the virus is not interested in Mike Pence. And Fallon for the win. It's like the coronavirus won the Super Bowl, except it already made trips to Disneyland and the White House. So it was a busy week here at Daily Comedy News. You've heard my thoughts on Sarah Cooper. You can listen to Wednesday and Thursday's episode about that. Thought I'd do some Halloween stuff today. It felt weird to ignore it. There's plenty of comedy news. Tomorrow will be a normal episode, but it was just so busy this week. Pop Culture made a list of the best SNL Halloween skits of all time. By the way, John Mulaney is your host tonight. I'm sure they'll do a Halloween sketch. Their list includes A Girl's Halloween. I don't remember this. In a recent classic pre-tape sketch, A.D. Bryant, Cecily Strong, and Vanessa Bayer star as three friends who try to have a peaceful, fun Halloween, but by 4 a.m. everything has gone completely wrong. I don't remember that one at all. Vincent Price's Halloween special. Bill Hader's love of classic movies comes through in his brilliant Vincent Price sketches, including this one from 2010 with Kristen Wiig as Gloria Swanson and guest host John Hamm as James Mason. Fred Armisen pops up as Liberace. From 2004, the Apprentice Halloween promo with Donald Trump. Daryl Hammond did a Trump impression of Trump filming a Halloween promo for The Apprentice. Trump tries to direct the promo with Seth Meyers trying his best to make sure Trump does what they need. The Trump character says, hello, this is Donald from Trumpsylvania, trying to tell you to watch this week's special Halloween episode of The Apprentice. The contestants are going to be shaking in their suits because unlike Frankenstein, I'm not afraid of firing any of them. Matt Foley, A Scary Story on Halloween. This was a Chris Farley sketch. I kind of missed most of those years, and I know this is not a popular opinion, but Chris Farley's comedy never did it for me. If you listen every day and you've gotten a feel for what I like and I don't, that may not shock you. Also, Stefan on Halloween's Hottest Tips seems to make all the lists. That doesn't do it for me. The Clinton Halloween Party. Bob Sugar wrote, seeing this sketch today is a reminder of how the 2008 presidential campaign played out, especially the Democratic primaries. It was a contentious contest between future President Barack Obama and then Senator Hillary Clinton. In the Clinton's Halloween Party, Obama, played by the real Obama, crashes Clinton's Halloween Party, Clinton played by Amy Poehler. I forgot Obama was on. Haunted Elevator featuring David S. Pumpkins. That became an instant classic after airing in 2016. Tom Hanks as David S. Pumpkins. Yep, that was pretty funny. I can't believe it's that long ago. Trick or Treat with John Hamm. Will Forte shows up at John Hamm's house asking for candy. Hamm is a little freaked out and refuses to give the 43-year-old man candy. Hamm asks, what's your costume? Forte says, I'm a sex offender. Continuing Pop Culture's list of the best Halloween skits of all time, Office Halloween Party. This from Kamal Nanjiani's episode. A group of coworkers get some news from their boss. When everyone is dressed in Halloween costumes, he tells them to make sure that they do not eat the cake he made because he has hepatitis A. Unfortunately, they all already ate the cake. Bobby Moynihan's drunk uncle on Halloween. I forgot Bobby Moynihan was even on the show, and I liked his work. Now, Pop Sugar did a second list. This one, a 39-screen slideshow. Let's slide together. David S. Pumpkins already discussed. Apprentice Trump discussed. Stefan discussed. Weekend update. Jimmy Fallon on trick-or-treating. Fallon songs are always fun. Okay. Weekend update. Two teenagers dressed as werewolves. I do not remember that at all. Adam Sandler on Halloween costume ideas. Adam Sandler. Daily affirmation. Stuart Smiley's Halloween. I never got the Stuart Smiley sorry off Franklin. Dan Aykroyd's Bat-O-Matic. Wow, the first old sketch we're seeing on this list. Number 9, Weekend Update, Willie on Halloween, played by Tracy Morgan. Number 10, Martha Stewart on Halloween. Number 11, The McLaughlin Group, Halloween Cold Open. I forgot Dana Carvey used to do John McLaughlin. That was always a fun sketch. Vincent Price we discussed, Stefan we discussed, more Sandler Halloween costumes. Adam loves to run a bit into the ground, and I love to run my Adam Sandler bit into the ground. The Merryville Brothers Haunted Castle. I don't remember this one at all. Tom Hanks is in this sketch, it looks like, as a barbershop quartet. 17 is NPR's Delicious Dish, Gordon Hoover's Halloween Scary Town. That was when they used to do the NPR sketch. That was fun when they would do that. Number 18 is a monologue where Christian Slater goes trick-or-treating backstage. One of those years I missed. Number 19, Principal Fry, Halloween Ball. Don't remember that one at all. Number 20, Weekend Update, Garth and Kat sing Halloween songs. Fred Armisen and Kristen Wiig in that one. 21 is City Council Meeting, SNL. 22, Ghost Chasers. 23, Clinton's Halloween Party. 24, Drunk Uncle, Bobby Moynihan. Talked about that. Number 25, Cut for Time, Not Scared, starring Tracy Morgan. 26, Adam Sandler, even more Halloween costume ideas. Sandler not afraid to go to the well. 27, digital short, Firelight, starring Taylor Swift. 28, digital short, The Mirror, featuring Andy Samberg. If you want to actually see these, they're on Pop Sugar. 29 is Kids, featuring Mike O'Brien. 30 is just a generic SNL celebrates Halloween. Number 31, The Exorcist 2 featuring Richard Pryor. Yeah, more vintage stuff. Let's get that on here. Number 32, digital exclusive Don't Smash My Pumpkin. 33 is The Graveyard Song featuring Jim Carrey. Number 34 is Halloween Candy featuring Ed Norton. 35, another Vincent Price. 36, Rahum Abdul Muhammad on horror movie starring Eddie Murphy. I forgot this sketch existed. I'm glad I got 36 slides down. That is a great sketch. Again, these are all up on Pop Sugar. 37, Michael Keaton on trick-or-treating during his monologue. Wow, look how young Michael Keaton looks here. 38, monologue Catherine O'Hara tells a scary story. And number 39, the Helmsley Spook House. Those are your SNL Halloween sketches. Normal episode tomorrow. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Follow on Spotify. The show's on Amazon, Pandora. And if you're up on Sunday, it's the new episode of The Weekly Comedy Thing. I host that. That is on the Live by Live app, Live X Live, if you're doing a search engine kind of thing. And what's that? It's a one-hour-ish show every week where I do some new stories, kind of like on this podcast, except on The Weekly Comedy Thing, I can play the comedian bits in between. So if you want to hear some comedy between your new stories, The Weekly Comedy Thing on Live by Live. Follow me on social media. The one for the pod is at DCN Pod, at DCN Pod. My personal is at McD Radio, at MCD Radio. And there's Facebook.com/Daily Comedy News. Would love to hear from you all. Like I said, normal episode tomorrow, and I'll see you then.